今天要跟弟兄姊妹们讲讲敬礼的事情。
I'd like to discuss about baptism this afternoon.
下一个星期要跟弟兄姊妹们讲到圣餐的事。
And the next Sunday we'd like to discuss on the Lord's Supper.
我知道弟兄姊妹们已经问什么时候我们可以守圣餐。
Some of you have asked me about when shall we have our first Lord's Supper.
我觉得在我们守圣餐之前，应该要了解圣餐的意义。
I believe that before we have that Lord's Communion, we have to know the meaning of the Lord's Supper.
你在受浸之前，也应该要了解我为什么要受浸。
And also, likewise, before you are baptized, we'd like to know, like you to know, what does it mean to be baptized?
请弟兄姊妹们翻到马太福音28章。
Let us turn first of all to Matthew 28. Matthew chapter 28:18-20.
19跟20节。
Verses 19 and 20.
是在新约马太福音的最后一章啊。所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And he said, Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you, and lo, I will be with you to the close of the age.
弟兄姊妹们，这里一个主要的动词就是做门徒。
The key verb here is to make disciples.
那么然后在这个里头有一件事情，在使万民做门徒的里头有一件事情，就是奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And in order to make disciples,Here it says, in the name, baptizing the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
第二处，请翻到《使徒行传》第二章。
Then turn to Acts 2.
41节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 41.
是在新约166面。于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒越添了3000人。
So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls.
这个他话的人，这个他是指的使徒彼得。
And it says, received his word, that his word is Peter, Simon Peter.
最后，请弟兄姊妹翻到罗马书第六章。
And finally, turn to Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章第四节跟第五节。
Verses 4 and 5, Romans chapter 6, 4 and 5.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
So we were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like this, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like this.
我们同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，当我们思想你话语里面的意义的时候，求主的圣灵光照我们。
Lord, as we think the meaning of your word, we pray that your spirit might enlighten us.
我们要静心来听你的话。
Lord, that we may wholeheartedly listen to your word.
我们在这里不是接受人的教导，乃是接受你的教导。
We are not here to listen to men's instructions, but rather your instructions.
求主在我们中间掌权。
We pray that you may get hold of us, use your power to help all of us.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
And we pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
在目前这个福音派的教会里头，多半有两个礼仪。
In the most evangelical churches today, there are two form of sacraments we practice.
或者说有两个命令。
Or two commands that we practice.
因为这两个命令，这两个 ordinances 是主耶稣基督给门徒的。
And these ordinances are given by the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
那么这两个这个主的命令就是敬礼跟主餐。
And these two ordinances are baptism and the Lord's Supper.
虽然在传统里头还有一些其他的礼仪。
Although in the tradition there are other kinds of rituals.
但是只有这两个命令是建基在神的话语上的。
But only these two, baptism and the Lord's Supper, are founded in the Lord's Word.
因为它符合下面三个条件。
And because they go according to the following three conditions.
第一，就是这两个命令都是主耶稣基督在福音书里头教导门徒的。
And first of all, they were all ordered and all instructed in the Lord Jesus Christ in the four Gospels.
我们刚才读的马太福音二十八章那里是主耶稣要门徒去施浸。
And the first one we read in Matthew 28 is that the Lord Jesus Christ told his disciples to baptize.
我们假如读马太福音二十六章，我们就看到主耶稣基督叫门徒守圣餐。
And also in the Matthew 26, the Lord Jesus Christ told his disciples to obey and then conduct the Lord's Supper.
那当然，我们在这个其他的福音书里头也读到类似的经文。
And similarly, we read other instructions of these ordinances in other Gospels.
第二个这个条件就是。这两个礼仪或者这两个命令是使徒们以及初期的教会所遵守的。
And also these ordinances were obeyed or conducted by the early apostles.
我们看使徒行传的记载。
And as we read the records of Acts.
像在使徒行传第二章里头。
Such as we read Acts 2.
我们就看到我们刚才读的四十一节就看到敬礼跟这个守主餐都是这个当年的教会所遵行的。
So like Acts 2:41 and other places, baptism and breaking the bread or Lord's communion were regularly practiced.
我们在使徒行传里头也常常看到敬礼跟掰饼的这种记载。
And more and more we read the baptism were practiced and also Lord's Supper were observed.
那么第三个条件就是在新约的书信里头曾经做过解释的。
And also the third principle is that the other New Testament writings comment on the Lord's ordinances.
就是这两个命令不仅仅乎在福音书里头主耶稣基督叫门徒做，也不只在这个使徒的时代教会遵守。
So in other words, the Lord's ordinances were said by Jesus, practiced by apostles, also mentioned in the other parts of New Testament.
在新约的书信里头还有详细的教导。
And of course, there are clear, detailed instructions in the other New Testament documents.
我们刚才读过的罗马书第六章就讲到敬礼的事。
So for instance, Romans 6, we just read their instructions about baptism.
我们若是读哥林多前书十一章，我们就看到关于圣餐的一些的教导。
And also carried over to 1 Corinthians 11, there are strict, detailed instructions about the Lord's Supper.
因此上这两个命令这两个礼仪是福音派的教会所实行的。
And that's why all the evangelical churches today practice these two ordinances of the Lord.
在现在还有一些的教会在这个实行洗脚的这个礼。
But there are some other evangelical churches practice washing of the feet.
这个弟兄会在他们的章程跟这个信仰上就是洗脚的。
And this particular brethren in Christ Church, in their constitutions and in bylaws, they have washing the feet ceremonies.
不过我问他们的牧师说是他们现在也不洗脚了。
But on the second questioning, they no longer practice that in principle, in actuality.
洗脚的事情，约翰福音十三章里头有教导。
In John 10, there's a clear instruction.
John 13,
there's the instruction of washing feet by Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天有许多教会，他们要来实施这个洗脚的事。
And some churches would follow the instruction in their churches today.
但是我觉得。 这一个洗脚的事情并不符合刚才所说的第二个跟第三个条件。
But the washing of feet does not fall into the principles of number 2 and 3.
因为使徒行传里头从来没有提到洗脚的事。
Because it was never mentioned in the book of Acts.
也在这个新约的书信里头从来没有讲过洗脚的事。
Nor was it ever mentioned in other New Testament writings.
所以我们不实行洗脚。
And that's why we do not practice washing of the feet.
那么敬礼的目的到底是什么？
So now, what is the purpose of baptism?
我觉得敬礼的目的是在于公开的见证圣灵在信徒的生命里头已经成功的一个事实。
But rather, the baptismal service is actually demonstrating what God, the Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ has done in the believer's life.
我们的身体用水来洗。
And because our bodies are washed, is being washed by the water.
是表明我们的生命里头已经发生过了圣灵洗的工作。
And it represents the inner life of our life that's being washed and worked on by the Holy Spirit himself.
我们看使徒这个哥林多前书12章13节。
Now if we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
十三节，这是新约241面。我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐喻一位圣灵。
It says, for by one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were bathed to the drink of one spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，假如你细心听的话，那个英文对这个圣灵受洗的这个受洗这个字是一个过去的实时。So
if you look it carefully, the English word baptized is in the past tense.
假如只是一般的叙述的话，应该说 we are baptized， 但是这里没有用。 我们是受浸，而是讲到 we were baptized， 这个在原文里头也是过去的实时。
So this signifies something past experience in the baptized sense of the word.
在希腊文里的这个实时，表明已经这个成功在过去，不需要再重复的一件事情。
So in the original Greek, the word baptized in the sense is that it's already completed in the past, no longer needed to be repeated again.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们受圣灵的洗的一件事情已经成为过去。
So to be baptized by the Holy Spirit is a past tense and also the past work of the Lord Holy Spirit.
当我们接受耶稣基督做救主的那一刹那，
So when the moment we accept Jesus Christ,
圣灵进入到我们的生命里头，就给我们施浸。
And the Holy Spirit comes into our heart and he has baptized us.
因此上，我们要用外面的敬礼来表明这个圣灵的工作。
And that's why we need external baptism to signify the internal work of the Holy Spirit.
我们也不应该一次再一次的受洗。
So we do not have to be re-baptized again and again.
听明我们所要表明的，一次就够了，而不需要左一次表明，右一次表明。
So in other words, we do not have to raise a hand again and again to signify we are born again.
今天有些教会里头，他们左一受洗，右一受洗。
And some churches would have like to have several baptismal services.
他们的意思，多受几次洗没有关系，不会没有害处的。
And they feel that doesn't matter whether you be baptized once or many times, maybe the more the better.
假如觉得从前那个受浸啊，这个没有把握的话，再来一次。
And they feel that if your former baptism was not so guaranteed, so why not have another one?
弟兄姊妹们，圣灵的洗只有一次。
But my brothers and sisters, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is happened only once.
因此，我们用水来浸也只需要一次。
So likewise, water baptism only needed to be had once.
那么有一件事情，弟兄姊妹们，我们必须要了解。
But one thing we have to know carefully.
浸礼不能够让我们得救。
Is that the baptism itself does not save us?
我要强调这一件事情。
And I want to place a heavy emphasis on this.
受浸不是我们得救的事。
And that is to be baptized does not mean we are saved.
我常常听到基督徒有人问他你什么时候得救的，他就告诉你他什么时候受洗的。
And all the time we ask friends, when did you become Christian? They say, well, I was baptized such a time.
弟兄姊妹们，受洗不是我们得救的时候。
And rather, when you're baptized, does not mean you're saved.
我们得救是当我们接受主耶稣基督的时候，我们从死进入生。
And we are saved is the moment we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.Then we are being raised from death into life.
我们的得救是因着恩，是本着恩，也因着信。
And that we are being saved through faith and belief.
不是因为我们受浸。
Not because of baptism or anything else.
以弗所书第二章第八、第九节讲得很清楚。
And this was said very carefully in Ephesians 2:8 and 9.
有一些的教会他们说使徒行传这个哥林多前书十二章呢，你不是讲你要受洗而加入教会吗？
And some people said, didn't they say in the First Corinthians that you be baptized and join the church accordingly?
因此上有一些教会说，你假如要加入我们的教会，你就要在我们这里受洗。
So accordingly, some churches said if you want to join our churchYou have to be baptized again.
特别是有些浸信会，他们是这样子的。
And especially some Southern Baptist churches.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是不合圣经的。
And I believe that this is unscriptural.
您哥林多前书十二章的那里所说的受洗加入教会，是讲到圣灵的洗，是讲到主耶稣基督的那个无形的教会。
And what the First Corinthians is talking about those who be baptized during this.Church is talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit into the membership of the invisible church.
你来到这个教会，你就是这个教会的一员。
Because when you come to the church like this, you are a member of this church.
你不需要受我们的浸礼而成为这个教会的一员。
You do not have to be baptized in the church to become a member of this church.
你之所以是这个教会的一员，因为你是神的儿女。
You are a member of the church because you are sons and daughters of God.
你不需要经过一个敬礼的仪式。
You do not have to go through a baptismal service to become a member of this church.
因此上，我们不是为了得救而受浸。
Therefore, we do not baptize. We do not have to be baptized in order just to show we are saved.
或者成为教会的一分子而受浸
or to be baptized just to become a member of a particular church.
我们之所以受浸，是因为我们得救之后成为教会的肢体所做的见证。
We are baptized because after becoming a member of a particular church, we want to testify to the brothers and sisters as a testimony.
那么下面我们要问一个问题。
Now there's a question I have to address to you.
我们必须要受浸吗？
Are we must? Do we have to be baptized?
今天我们听到很多古怪的这种这个论调。
And a lot of times we hear a lot of strange sayings about these things.
特别是在年轻人的里头，觉得这个受洗完全是一个仪式。
And even to some youth, to young people, that the baptism is just one ceremony.
那么有许多年轻人信了主以后，四五年、五六年还没有受浸。
And a lot of young people, that after becoming Christian, they are not baptized for 4, 5, 6 years.
弟兄姊妹们，我要在这里很强调这一件事情。虽然我们不要受浸来让我们得救。
And we want to emphasize that although we are not saved just because we are baptized,
我们既然得救，我们就必须要受浸。
But since we are saved, we ought to be baptized.
有下面这几个理由。
And I would like to go for several reasons.
第一个理由就是我们的受浸是主耶稣基督的命令。
First is that the baptism is the order of Jesus Christ.
因此上，我们为了表明对主的顺服，我们要受浸。
And therefore, in order to obey the Lord Jesus Christ, we ought to bring ourselves for baptism.
我们刚才读的这个马太福音28章。19节20节，你的主耶稣基督岂不是给的命令吗？
So we read in Matthew 28 chapter, didn't we know that the Lord Jesus Christ commanded his disciples to baptize people?
你们去使万民做我的门徒，奉圣父圣子圣灵的名为他们施洗。
And he very clearly says, go therefore, make disciples of nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
可见这要做主的门徒，你就应该要受浸。
So in verse, in order, if you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, you must be baptized.
第二个理由就是浸礼是使徒们以及初期教会所遵行的。
And second of all, baptism was being practiced by the apostles in the first century and all Christians since.
我们看在《使徒行传》里头，凡是有人得救的，马上就要受浸。
Because we read in the book of Acts, anybody became Christian, they were very soon baptized.
我们刚才读的《使徒行传》2章41节，那里讲到他们听到了使徒彼得的信息，觉得扎心，就接受主而受浸。
And again, Acts chapter 2:41 says that those who received the teaching by the Peter and they were baptized very soon at that moment.
像这样子的浸礼，就是信而受洗的这种浸礼，在《使徒行传》里头一共提了至少有10次之多。
So with this kind of a testimony about after they believe they're baptized.There are 10 accounts of this similar stories in Acts alone.
而每次的浸礼都是举行在接受耶稣为救主之后。
And every time they were baptized is that when they after receiving the Lord Jesus Christ and then they were baptized.
可见得弟兄姊妹们，新约的浸礼是信徒的浸礼。
So in other words, the baptism in the New Testament is the Christian baptism or believer's baptism.
婴孩的浸礼是没有用的。
And children's baptism may not count.
不信的时候的浸礼没有用的。
And without believing the Lord Jesus Christ, that baptism does not count.
你信了而受洗，这个才是算数。
So the real baptism is that only after you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, then the baptism counts.
有些人，信主了，我们劝他受浸。
And some people were believe, and then we encourage them to be baptized.
哦，我从小就受过洗了。
And they say, "Oh, I was baptized when I was young."
但是你若是没有信的时候受洗，那个不叫受洗。
So that what we say that before you believe, your baptism does not constitute a baptism.
你没有受洗，你洗了澡。
And what you did was you took a shower, but you were not baptized.
你在那个以前洗过了好多澡。
And because before that, you had not a bath.
但是你从来没有受浸。
And you were not baptized in the sense of washing away your sins.
所以我们要受洗是在信之后而受洗。
So the baptism that counts is only after you accept Jesus Christ.
你就是在以前洗过十次，你现在还应该再受浸。
So even though you were baptized 10 times before you believe, but now you have to re-baptize for the faith baptism.
因为这次的浸礼才是真正符合神的心意、符合神的教导的浸礼。
Because this baptism after believing is the Christian baptism.
那么下面我们要问，应该用什么方法来施洗呢？
Now next question is what?What kind of mode of baptism, what kind of procedure shall we use?
我个人觉得应该是用浸礼。
And I personally believe that the,
immersion
by the whole body.
就是受洗的人他的全身都要浸在水里头。
In other words, the candidate, the whole body must be immersed into the water.
我有三个理由。
And there are three reasons for that.
第一个理由就是浸礼的这个字的原文的意思是浸在水里头。
And the first reason is that the word in Greek, baptizo, means to go into the water.
这个字在希腊原文的意思是全身浸在水里头。
So again, that the original Greek meaning is that the whole bodyimmersed into the water.
第二个理由就是我们看使徒行传第八章啊，我们现在看看使徒行传第八章那里记载了一段事情。
And the second principle is recorded in Acts chapter
8. 使徒行传第八章那里讲到腓力跟一个埃提俄伯的太监的事情。
And there you have a story about Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch.
我相信弟兄姊妹们对这一段的故事应该是很熟的。
And I'm sure many of you are familiar with this Ethiopian eunuch.
可能有些人还不熟。
But maybe some are not too familiar.
我就跟你花一分钟的时间讲一讲。
Maybe we have a 1 minute review.
有一天腓力传福音的这个腓力，圣灵带领他走到加沙的路上去。
And one day Philip was being led by the Holy Spirit to go in the road of Gaza.
那么他到了那里之后，他就看到有一个埃提俄伯的这个国家的一个太监。
So on the way he saw an Ethiopian eunuch.
那么这个太监是坐在车子上在那读圣经。
So the Ethiopian eunuch was reading scripture in a chariot.
弟兄姊妹，你知道不知道，在非洲的黑人的里头也有许多是犹太人。
And I remember that in Northern Africa, among the blacks, there are many Jews.
今天在以色列有许多黑人的犹太人。
And even today, there are many black Jewish people in Israel today.
他们的血统是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And they are descendants of Abraham.
所以从古就有许许多多的那些黑人的犹太人啊，每到了节期就到耶路撒冷去敬拜神。
So in the for a long time, during the ceremony and the festival days.Many other Jews will come to Jerusalem.
那么这一个埃提俄伯的太监，他坐在他的马车上，就在读以赛亚书。
So this particular eunuch was reading the book of Isaiah in his chariot.
这圣灵就感动腓力去问这个太监。
So the Holy Spirit spoke to Philip and asked the eunuch.
他说：“你所读的。”你知道不知道？你明白不明白
？And then Philip asked, "Do you understand what you're reading in Isaiah 53?"
他说：“没有人解释，我怎么能懂呢
？”And the eunuch says, "When no one explains this, how can I understand?"
那然后他就问，那个以赛亚书53章里的所讲的那一位到底是谁
And the eunuch asked Philip, who is this man being spoken in Isaiah 53?
那么腓力就借着这个机会跟他讲到主耶稣基督的事情。
So accordingly, Philip took this opportunity to explain the gospel and the Messiah to the Ethiopian eunuch.
等到腓力把主耶稣基督的事情跟他讲过了。
And after Philip finished his story about Jesus,
我们现在就看三十六节。
And then now look at verse 36.
二人正往前走，到了有水的地方，太监说：“看哪、啊，这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？”他说：“有古卷在此，有三十七节。”腓力说：“你若是一心相信，就可以。”他回答说：“我信耶稣基督是上帝的儿子。”于是吩咐车站住，腓力和太监二人同下水里去。腓力就给他施洗，从水里上来，主的灵把腓力提了去，太监也不再见他了，就欢欢喜喜地走路。
And they went along the road, and they saw some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here's the water. What is it preventing me being baptized?" And Philip said, "If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and will you?" And he answered, "Yes, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he commanded the chariot to stop, and then they both went down to the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And then when they came up from the water, and the Spirit of the Lord caught up Philip.And the eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing.
太监觉得主耶稣基督的确是救主，就要接受他做救主。
So after Philip spoke about Jesus, the eunuch decided to accept Jesus as Savior.
我相信腓力也告诉他，信而受洗的就必得救。
And of course, Philip told him that if you believe, you shall be saved.
所以当他们走到有水的地方，这个太监就问他，这里有水，我可以不可以受洗？
And after that, of course, when they passed the water, and the Ethiopian eunuch says, why not baptize me?
腓力说，你若是一心相信就可以。他回答说，我信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
So again, Philip says, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. And then the eunuch says, I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, he is my savior.
假如一个人能够承认耶稣基督是神的儿子，是人的救主，他就是真正的信。
So if any particular person believes the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and His Savior, he is saved.
于是腓力就叫车子，又是太监就叫车站住，腓力就跟他施浸。
And the eunuch ordered the chariot to stop, and then they went down to the river to be baptized.
弟兄姊妹们，我要读这一段，就是要提醒大家，在三十八节里头，腓力和太监两个人同下水里去，这个地方叫做 down into the water， 他们整个的人进入，太监这个人整个的进到水里去。
So again, the verse 38 says both of them, eunuch and Philip went down to water, and he was baptized.
然后施洗完了之后，三十九节，从水里上来，这个叫做 came out of the water， 是从水的下面又跑出来了。
So verse 39 tells that they came up from the water.
New American Standard 是相当忠实的翻译啊、你假如是读那个翻译，你就看得出来这两件事实是描写得很清楚的。
Now, if you check the New American Standard Version, it's a very clear and faithful rendering of the Greek, and you will see that particular picture.
So, 我相信这里很明显的，当一个人受浸的时候，他是全人进入了水中，然后再从水里头出来。
So here the account is that both of them, that eunuch went to the water, particular eunuch went to the water, immersed, and then came up after he was baptized.
还受洗是用敬礼，还有第三个理由。
And the third reason for immersion is，
就是我们刚才读的罗马书第六章第四节第五节那里说的。
And that principle is found in Romans chapter 6:4 and 5。
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有看到这两节圣经说明敬礼是一幅图画？
And from these two accounts, baptism itself is kind of is like a picture.
他说我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
And verses 4 and 5 tell us that we are buried with him and into baptisms, and Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life.
有的解经家认为这里所讲的主题不是讲的敬礼。
And some Bible experts say that this theme, central theme in their verse, is not baptism.
他说这里是着重在主跟信徒借着敬礼的结合的联合。
And some popular commentators say that here talks about union of the believers with the Lord Jesus Christ through baptism.
但是我个人跟很多的解经家都认为这个地方很明显的是讲到敬礼的事情。
But I believe among other exegetes that this is talked about believers' baptism.
因为这里给我们看到一幅图画。
But here, give us a picture.
当我们入水的时候，我们就好像跟主耶稣基督一同埋葬。
And the picture is this: when we go down the water, it's like we are being buried with the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
当我们从水里的出来的时候，我们就像跟主耶稣基督一同从死里复活一样。
And then when we come out of the water, it's like unto Jesus Christ was raised from the dead.
除非你用敬礼，你没有办法来表明这个图画。
And unless you use the picture of immersion in the water, you cannot really depict this graphic picture.
因此上，我觉得除非在特殊的情况之下。
So unless under special circumstances.
比方说，没有个净池。
And like there's no pond, no water body of water.
一个人有重病，不能够下水。
And like someone is in the sick or dead bed.
我觉得在这种情形之下，我们可以用洒水或者点水来跟他施浸。
So under those circumstances, we may sprinkle them on their heads.
我觉得水的多，水的少，不影响树林的意义。
So in that circumstances, the amount of water poured does not have much significance on the work of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们假如身体没有毛病，我们也有水池，我觉得我们应该用敬礼。
But if you are an ordinary fine person and there's water, and there's no reason not to be immersed.
因此上，弟兄姊妹们，我叫 baptism 敬礼，不叫洗礼。
And that's why I call baptismal service as immersion service.
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有注意到？我们在属灵的事情上要绝对的忠实。
And do you realize, and do you see that we must be very faithful to the spiritual teaching of the scripture?
我们不要把它当作一个律法在那里这个严谨的遵守。
We should not keep this as a very rigid law to obey.
好像我们不这样做，神就要处罚我。
It's like saying that if we do not do certain things, so the Lord will punish us.
所以呢，我们就战战兢兢的来做。
And that's why some people will go to this service with fear and trepidation.
我们要欢喜快乐的，很忠实的，按照主的心意来做灵里面的工作。
But rather we should be gladly rejoicing, obeying the Lord's command in this fashion.
能受尽。我们应该要受浸。
And when you can and be baptized, you be baptized.
不能够受浸，我们用点水礼，同样的符合神的心意。
And when we cannot use immersion to baptize people, we use the water sprinkling people in that circumstance.
但是我们不可以因为偷懒而用点水礼。
And but we cannot be lazy to take escape the form of immersion baptism.
弟兄姊妹。你有没有注意到，我们活在神的面前是要小心谨慎的？
So brothers and sisters, have you realized that we have to be careful in our conduct before the Lord?
千万不可以投机取巧。
That we are not to be very slack in our behavior or lazy in our conduct.
也不要战战兢兢，恐怕那个神的那个棍子随时可以打下来。
Nor do we have to stand before God as a very fearful sinner, and as though if we do not obey, that the Lord will crush us.
这是神的意思，这是神的指引，我们就欢喜快乐的，尽心尽意的照着来做。
But since this is the Lord's command, we shall receive it gladly and then obey accordingly.
最后，什么时候我们要受浸？
Now lastly, when are we to be baptized?
那么有些人说，哦，你接受了主以后，要过一年才能够受浸。
And some practice, some church practice, after you believe the Lord Jesus Christ, you must wait for 1 year.
也许有的说是你信了主之后，要把圣经读了一遍，然后才能够受浸。
And some churches says after you believe the Lord Jesus Christ, you must read the whole Bible once to prove.
也有一些说你受你这个接受主以后要经过几个月的这种这个严格的教导，然后通过了考试，你就能受浸。
And some people said that we believe that you have to receive X amount of training, probation, examination, etc. to be admitted into baptism.
弟兄姊妹们，这都是人的好心。
And all these are maybe is kind of a human requirement.
好像我们在神的面前不能够做错事。
And that so that we will not be wrong before the Lord before we are baptized.
因此上，我们要特别的小心，要来这个尽我们的责任来观察、来试验，然后我们才通过这些人可以受浸。
And that's why they impose all these rigid regulations, laws to see that you are all ready.
弟兄姊妹们，我们若是遵从主的教导，
Remember, Lord, if we are to obey the Lord's commands,
我们就不要用人的方法。
We are not to use a human form's regulation to impose on these ordinances.
我觉得人的方法是会失败的。
Because I believe that the human forms and laws will fail.
人的方法是绝对的不可靠的。
And the human methodologies are not dependable.
我们认为得救的人不一定是真得救。
And sometimes we fear that those who are saved are not really saved.
我们认为有问题的人不一定完全是有问题的。
And we fear that some people in question may not be that questionable at all.
我觉得最安全的，我们最该做的事情，就是神的话怎么样子教导，我们就怎么样做。
But the most assured way is that what the scripture says, we obey accordingly.
神自己要负责任。
And the final person who is responsible of this is God himself.
圣经上怎么样子教我们。
And what the Bible says, we do.
我们刚才不是已经读过了《使徒行传》第八章36节跟38节吗？
Didn't we read Acts 8:38-39?
是不是那个腓力跟那个太监的事情？
About Philip and the eunuch.
两个人坐在马车上，到了一个地方有水，他就问他：“我可以不可以受洗？”
And then they approached water as they were driving the chariot. They saw water.
腓力只问了一句话。你若一心相信，你就可以。
And Philip only asked one question: If you only believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you're okay.
这太监也只回答了一句话。
And accordingly, the eunuch answered one sentence to his question:
我信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
I believe Jesus Christ is Son of God.
腓力马上就跟他施浸。
And immediately, without any question, they went down the water.
对于腓力来说，他已经传过了他该传的福音。
And to Philip, he has done all he needs to do to evangelize this eunuch.
腓力没有责任要在神的面前保证这个太监是得救的。
And Philip did not have that responsibility to guarantee to God that this eunuch is saved.
腓力没有这个能力来保证。
And Philip did not have that power in a way to guarantee.
腓力只要忠
salvation to Philip, then that was enough for salvation and baptism.
我们刚才看到《使徒行传》第二章四十一节那里所说的。
And again, Acts 2:41 reminds us.
使徒彼得传过了福音。
After Peter spread the news, God.
听的人觉得扎心。
And those who heard were moved.
问彼得，我们要怎么样子来行？
And they say, what shall we do then?
他说，你要信主耶稣，悔改受洗。
And Peter answers, repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be baptized.
所以那许多的人就悔改而受洗。
And accordingly, those who heard the news and repented and were baptized.
那一天，门徒的人数增加了三千。
So the Bible tells us that day they were added 3,000 souls to the church.
弟兄姊妹们，我百分之百的相信。那三千人并没有经过什么特别的教导、特别的实验。
So I'm 100% sure that the 3,000 of those brothers and sisters saints that did not receive special instruction to be baptized.
彼得说：“你们是不是都信了？”
And Peter says, "We all believe."
你们承认不承认你们是罪人呢？
And do you confess that you are sinners before God?
你有没有接受耶稣基督做你的救主啊？
Have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior?
这些人说，阿门。
And they say, all say, Amen.
彼得说，径直在那里走下去。
And then Peter says, let's march down to the river.
我知道，我跟十个人施浸要花一两个钟点的时间。
I believe that I know that when I baptize 10 people, we must spend about an hour, up to an hour to baptize them.
三千人没有办法一个个来问的。
And then surely for 3,000 people, you don't have time to ask every question, every person.
福音传过了，人接受了，就可以受洗。
So whenever the gospel is spread, people receive, accept it, then they are ready for baptism.
当然，在这个三千人里，我相信后来有一些跌倒的。
Of course, among the 3,000 we just mentioned, maybe some would slack or fall back.
但是我不觉得使徒彼得要为那些跌倒的人来负责任。
But I don't think Peter was responsible for all 3,000 souls.
使徒彼得可以站在神的面前说：“主啊，我已经传过了福音，他们说信，因此然我替他自己。”
And all Peter had to say that because of your message, I proclaim them faithfully. That's all I have to do.
我们不需要替自己担忧，也更不需要替神来担忧。
And we do not have to worry about for ourselves about the person we baptized, nor do we worry about God.
我们观察了一两年的人，同样的会跌倒。
And of course, those we watch and we share those people for 2 years, sometimes they fall back too.
所以我个人绝对的相信，一接受耶稣即刻就可以受洗。
I believe personally that as long as you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you can be baptized.
没有任何的等待。
There's no waiting period to say it off.
没有任何的条件。
And there's no other condition we can impose on.
最后看《使徒行传》十六章。
And finally, let us.
使徒行传十六章。
Look over Acts chapter 16.
这是另外一个记载，讲到。这个经里的另外一件事情。
This is another story about baptism.
我从22:5读到33。
It begins from verse 25 to 33.
这个也是许多弟兄姊妹们都熟悉的。
This is a very familiar passage about Paul and Silas in prison.
又在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神。众囚犯也侧耳而听，忽然地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动了，监门立刻全开，众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。禁足一醒，看见监门全开，以为囚犯已经逃走，就拔刀要自杀。保罗大声呼叫说：“不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。”禁足叫人拿灯来，就跳进去，战战兢兢的匍匐在保罗希拉面前，又领他们出来说：“二位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？” 他们说当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。他们就把主的道讲给他和他全家的人听。当夜就在那时候，敬主把他们带去洗他们的伤，他和束缚他的人立时都受了洗。我想大概太长了，三弟兄读不动。
This is about the Paul and Silas in prison, and the prisoner got off, and therefore the prisoner guard was confronted by Paul, and then he was saved after believing the Lord Jesus Christ.
你看吧，他们刚刚一听完了道之后，他们立刻就受了浸。
So again, here the prisoner and his family, after hearing the apostle Paul's teaching about Lord Jesus Christ.And believe and then baptized right away.
所以这个问题什么时候受浸？
So again, the question come up: When are you to be baptized?
一接受了主，马上就受浸。
The answer is: As soon as you baptize, then you can be baptized. As soon as you believe, then you can be baptized.
我知道在我们这个弟兄姊妹当中有许多刚刚接受主。
And I know that the Some of the brothers and sisters are newborn Christians.
我们准备在十二月啊一号有一个敬礼。
And on December 1st, we will have the baptismal service.
在这个敬礼之前，我盼望能有几个钟点的时间跟你讲一讲基要真理。
And before you are baptized, I'd like to spend maybe a couple of hours to talk with you about the principles of Christian faith.
这个不是条件。
This is not conditional.
来不来是你的事情。
And whether you come or not is up to you.
但是我必须要跟你交谈，最低限度我已经尽了我的责任，把福音传给你。
And what I want to do is that at least on my part, I have shared my vision and conviction about the gospel to you.
至于说你要不要上真理的课，那是你的事情。
So in other words, again, whether you want to come to the training session or not, it's completely up to you.
我跟赵弟兄要这个决定一个时间。
So both of us will organize set a time, right, so that we can all come when possible together.
你们所有已经悔改信主的人都可以来见我。
So any.One who have believed the Lord Christ, repented of his sins, and wish to be baptized, can come see us.
你若是已经信主，你就应该受浸。
And if you are a believer, then you ought to be baptized. You're not already being baptized yet.
你说我是信了，但是我就不要受洗。
But some of you may say, I have believed, but I don't want to be baptized.
那么我要对这样子的朋友讲，你的信是有问题的。
Then I might say, then if that is the case, then your faith is questionable.
你若是真信，你就等不及要受洗。
Because you really believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can hardly wait to be baptized.
你已经信了，你说我还考虑要不要受洗，那你这个信有问题的。
Then on the other hand, if you're waiting or questioning, then that faith may be questionable.
所以弟兄姊妹们，盼望这短短一个钟点之内。把敬礼的真理让弟兄姊妹们有一点点的概念。
So in this afternoon, within a short time, we hope to give you the teaching of Scripture on baptism clearly to you.
我知道还有可能有许许多多关于敬礼方面的事我们还没有提到。
Of course, there are others we have not touched on principles.
但是就我来说，我所讲的都是我们必须要知道。
But I know what I have spoken this afternoon is all that we need to know to be saved and baptized.
我们盼望弟兄姊妹们能够认识了主之后，就顺服主来做见证。
And we pray that the Lord, the brothers and sisters, after believing, can obey the Lord's commands.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray together.